This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it. That even on this lovely Thursday, it does not matter who the host is. It always has mattered who the listeners are. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big.
Yep, hanging out with our friends at Radio Big as we get to do all of the fun stuff. Because, you know, I get to hang out here, and I'm also streaming, and I'm also doing all kinds of interesting things. Video. I mean, we do the video on the actual social media aspects because people has requested it. Not that, you know, it's one of those things that it happens all the time. Like when we were in Mexico last month, limited video, there was a lot of complaints. I was kind of shocked on the level of complaints because it's like we're mostly radio buds. But hey, I mean, I get it. So now we're back with this. We're doing this. We're doing that. That's kind of how it goes. So we're going to have some fun. So with that being said, I hope everything's been good in the last 24 for you, because that's important. Changes and things keep on happening with the station and stuff. We're going to talk a little bit more about that as we go forward in regards to what's going on with Safety FM. So we'll talk about that stuff. We'll talk about what's going on inside of the world of the news, because that's what our show consists of. So if you want to know, safety in the news is what we're talking about. We are also looking at some things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, which always makes it interesting, because I look at it and I go, okay, if we look at what is happening, you can see a lot of conferences that are going on. You can see a lot of things that are going on, and it's good, bad, or indifferent. Like, I have a colleague of mine that recently went to the ASSP event. First time they had been involved for years with the ASSP, even went as far back as when it was the ASSE, but they had never been to the national conference. And they were very, I want to say moved. And I guess you get moved when you go to these places, and they were like talking about how the possibilities are endless and blah, 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 blah. And I mean, listen, I'm glad that people get excited to go about to some of these things. The National Safety Conference is going on. I know that the ASSP, I was just recently told that they're going to be in Orlando next year. So good for them. I look at it and I go, it becomes very interesting when you start looking at the full aspects of stuff, because what do you do when it comes to conferences and all that, all those things that are going on? I mean, are they super important to you or are they not? My whole thing is having a value on the learning on what's supposed to be going on. I mean, don't get me wrong, the networking is important too. I mean, I don't want it to be misconstrued, but the value is on the learning of what's going on. That's the kind of how I look at it, where a lot of other stuff can become, well, very interesting to say the least. But as we said, we talk here about safety in the news, news and safety. We do a podcast network as well, known as Safety FM. And then we have a whole plethora of other things. Two radio stations, RadioBig.fm, Safety, you can do to Safety.fm if you want to as well. You can go to SafetyFM.com. We're on apps. We are on streamers. I mean, if you think about it, we're there in some way, shape, or form. We're on iHeart. We're on Odyssey. I mean, we try to be everywhere. That way it's easily accessible, the things that we have going on. If you want to interact with the show, call in radio. .com. That's callinradio.com. They'll get you moving and grooving in regards to the things that we have going on. So those are some options for you. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we start talking right away what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends of the ends. Oh, I didn't say, by the way, it's August the 8th, day 221st of the year and only 145 days to go. I know some people don't like it when I don't go into the order that they're accustomed to. So take a listen to this. Rough unemployment numbers send an ominous signal, and NASA weighs in on its options to return astronauts that are stranded in space. Think about that. You're stranded in space. Well, who would have thought that would have been a thing? Also, Monica goes country, and MGK celebrates 1 year sober. We'll talk about that. And some interesting casting choices are taking place in casting calls, so we'll go over that stuff. And more tensions between princesses. Princess, ahead of the milestone birthday. We'll talk about that as we get into the royals. And don't worry, because some people go, you mentioned stuff that's trending and that you're going to talk about. Well, you have to hang out for all 3 hours. Now, keep in mind that hour one is the Rated R Safety Show, so we talk about a little bit of different things. But if you go into hour two and three, we kind of cover a good plethora of things. And then you are aware that on Fridays, I'm playing catch up on all the stuff that I told you that I was going to talk about, and then I did not talk about, because that's just kind of the way that it goes. So keep that in mind as we are moving and grooving. So always información as things are happening here. So keep that in mind as we are hanging out. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and go into the news right now, because I think that that's going to be importante. So let's go ahead and get into the news.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Just story news in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Mohammed Yunus, the Nobel winner, is being sworn in as the head of Bangladesh's interim government on Thursday. It comes days after Sheikh Hasina was forced to resign and flee the country. Yunus, widely regarded as Hasina's rival, has appealed for calm as sporadic violence continues to be reported across Bangladesh, Neha Punia reports.
The banker to the poor, Mohammed Yunus, will lead Bangladesh's interim government and is expected to have 15 members on his advisory council. His appointment was a key demand put forth by student protesters who say they don't want any role for the military in the next government. While protests in Bangladesh have stopped after Hasina's ouster, we're still seeing large political gatherings. The power vacuum has also led to lawlessness, leaving the country on edge. Reports of looting, arson and attacks on people and buildings linked to Hasina's party continue to emerge from the country. Neha Punia, New Delhi.
Three Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna have been cancelled over fears of a terrorist attack. Two people have been arrested on suspicion of planning Islamist attacks, according to Austrian police. UK officials remain on alert for further disorder, despite Wednesday seeing counter-demonstrators outnumbering expected far-right gatherings. Former head of the National Counter-Terrorism Security Office, Chris Phillips, believes the deterrent of custodial sentences is having an impact, but warns against complacency.
The fact that people are going to prison very quickly, and let's not be too excited by this because we've still got weeks ahead of hot weather, sure. And I think things may bubble up again. But, this is what we need. And we need the politicians supporting the police and the criminal justice system so that we have an effective system that stops people from doing this kind of crime.
US presidential hopeful Kamala Harris is on the campaign trail with her new running mate Tim Walz in a multi-day, multi-battleground blitz. It comes as new polling analysis suggests Harris is getting a boost in support from black voters, Mitch McCann reports.
Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are taking the campaign on the road as they look to make the most of the momentum and renewed enthusiasm among voters. The pair is spending the day in battleground states, Wisconsin and Michigan, after a rousing rally in Philadelphia, where Walz was officially introduced as Harris's running mate. Meanwhile, Reuters is reporting new analysis of its recent polling, which has found that Kamala Harris is drawing more support from black voters than President Joe Biden did when he was still in the race. 70% of black voters polled in July said they would choose Harris over Trump, compared to 59% who backed Biden when they were polled in May and June. At the same time, though, Donald Trump has seen a slight bump in the numbers of white voters looking to choose him over Kamala Harris in November. Mitch McCann, New York.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The number of anti-Semitic incidents recorded by a charity in the UK has doubled in a year. There were nearly 2,000 between January and June. That compares with 964 for the same period in 2023. Daryl Jackson reports.
The Community Security Trust charity says there were 1,978 incidents from January to June. Now, that's double the number for the same period last year. And it's also the highest total reported in the first 6 months of any year. There was a significant increase in school-related cases, as well as a rise in Jewish hatred online. Dave Rich from the CST charity is encouraging people to report such incidents to the police.
It has a really damaging impact on, I think, the self-confidence of a lot of Jewish people, on their willingness to be openly Jewish and live their Jewish lives in public. And that's not something that any of us should accept.
Of the anti-Semitic incidents, more than half referenced Israel, Gaza, Hamas, or the war which followed the October the 7th attacks.
We've had complaints from Jewish school children who are getting bullied at school. But the most common type of incident will just be an ordinary Jewish person or family walking down the street and some random stranger shouts abuse or threats at them.
Well, the charity's called it a disgraceful surge in British anti-Semitism, adding that it happens across society, including in schools, campuses, places of work, public transport and on the streets. The Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, has branded the levels of hate truly appalling. She says the new Labour government is committed to working with the Jewish community and the police to ensure that everybody feels safe on the streets.
That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the pre-accident investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the safety pro, the hop nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people, trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
Safety never sounded so terrible. Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance.
You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner is on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safety FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Yes, Rated R Safety Show time. 18 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this marvelous Thursday. You know, marvelous Thursday does not match. It does not go well. Does not sound good. When you do the combination of stuff, there you go. Some things to talk about as well, as we are doing everything that we can on this side. So are you ready? Because I think I'm ready. And I think I'm ready to talk about the shit list. If you are, I am. So let's do it. The astronauts who piloted the Boeing Starliner crew capsule to the International Space Station have now been stranded for 2 whole months. Yeah, that kind of puts a damper in some plans. NASA plans to remain in flux to bring them home with or without the Starliner. Insiders tell the site that Arx Technica, that Starliner does not have the capability to return to Earth without humans at the control. Its software would not allow the self-programmed sequence to unlock the ISS and re-enter the Earth's atmosphere. But wait, Starliner did complete the uncrewed test flight safely in May of 2022, and so no explanation yet has yet for what changed. But engineers are considering updating the software to enable the Starliner to return to Earth autonomously. So here's the thing, and let's take the jokes out of it for a moment. So stranded for 2 months. So 2 months in total in regards of not being able to come back. You're on there. So how was this planned out? So was there a plan if there was somebody that was stranded and the additional people that would be in the ISS would be the first thing. The next thing is this. Let's use the example that the Starliner cannot come back. How do you plan for this? Because now all of a sudden you're going to have some kind of ship in space currently attached to the ISS. How are you going to turn around and get it unattached to it? So detached for you. And is it just going to float? Is it just going to hang there? I mean, there's a lot of questions that come into place here, opposed to it just being one of these things that is going to be a simple process. Oh, yeah, we just need to get another ship up there and bring the people down. I mean, think about it. 60 days. Think about how impatient people are at the airport for a delay. Imagine all of a sudden somebody's telling you your delay is 2 months or over 2 months at this point.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so the unemployment rate surged half a point in July, marking the fourth consecutive month of increases and setting the stage for a recession. Researchers at Ferb Kobasi Letter points out that it's time for unemployment has risen over fourth consecutive months and the economy enter a formal recession. Worth noting, the textbook definition of a recession for every econ major is two consecutive quarters of GDP contraction. So keep that in mind. So technically, we are in a recession. Now, I was reading yesterday because I don't know if you're aware of this, the amount of reading that has to be done for this show for us to talk about some of this stuff. In regards of actually going ahead and changing the interest rate. And that was to help out Wall Street. So I don't know. I mean, it sounds like there's a lot of conversations that are taking place with people that I would not know in regards to some things that need to change. So a lot of stuff to think about as we are talking here, no doubt about that. Anyways, Associated Press report suggests that the total number of abortions in the United States rose year over year in 2024 after being the Dobbs decision allowed the states to pass their own laws regulating the practice. The AP says that laws in some states that protect abortions allow for doctors to see patients virtually and they can prescribe medication to terminate the pregnancy. Per the report, 14 states are enforcing bans of abortion at all stages of pregnancy, with some exceptions, and four others bar it after 6 weeks of pregnancy. This is according to AP. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you that this stuff always gets interesting when you start talking about it. Because if not, there's just a plethora of other information that's going on. I mean, and this is kind of like a dividing line for a lot of people in regards to how they determine who they're going to vote for. So it's something to think about as we are talking. And yeah, it's neither here nor there in regards of how we talk about this.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, let's see. Archaeologists in Poland, yes, in Poland, believe that they have found the compass used for the Copernicus 5 centuries ago. They found the copper alloy device while exploring the ruins of a castle that was built in the 14th century. It is believed that that they have developed his theory that the sun was in the center of the universe, not the earth. His remains were discovered nearby and were confirmed to be his in 2008. The compass is now headed off to a lab for further studies. So you're gonna study the compass, or you're gonna study what's going on? I mean, a lot of stuff there for sure, no doubt about that. Also, an Australian man swiped $400,000 worth of unreleased limited edition $1 coins featuring characters from popular animated series Bluey. The suspects identified as Stephen John Nielsen stole a lot from back of the truck of a warehouse where he worked in Fairfield City. Within hours of the crime, police say that Nielsen sold the coins for 10 times its values. He has been charged with 3 counts of breaking and entering and the intent to commit serious indictable offensive. He faces up to 10 years behind bars. For those who are unfamiliar with Bluey, they debuted in Australia in 2018 and in the U.S. in 2019. It is one of the most streamed shows on Disney across audiences until now of 2024. I mean, I don't know. It gets weird. I mean, why are you going to swipe some Bluey coins? I'm just saying. It's just sometimes things get so strange with the decisions of what people decide to do. So there you go. So let's talk about some things here because there's some other interesting things that are going on. Actress Connie Chimu has died. She passed away on Tuesday following medical procedures at the Garden City Hospital in South Africa. The exact cause of death was not shared. She's best known for her role in Black Panther, just so you know. Also, actress Daisy Ridley has Graves' disease. She revealed the diagnosis in the most recent issue of Women's Health, saying that she had learned about the health issue last September after thinking that her heart rate was racing, weight loss and fatigue, and had tremors were due to a stress. To cope with the immune system condition, Ridley says that she prioritizes working out, eating right, and spends time in infrared saunas, uses cryotherapy, gets massages and acupuncture. I don't know. That sounds, I mean, I would like to know more about that. No doubt there. So let's talk about the Dow for a moment, because I think that, you know, yesterday we didn't go into the deep side of it. And some people were like, what's going on? So let's talk about this today for sure. The Dow lost 234 points yesterday to close at 38,763. On Wednesday, the S&P lost about, 40 points to close at 5,199, and the NASDAQ lost about 171 points to close at 16,195. West Texas Intermediate closed at $75 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $78 a barrel. A gallon of gas was $3.45. Well, at least that was the national average as of Wednesday. And Bitcoin tumbled on Wednesday, down 2%, trading just around $55,000. There was more than 3,790 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Wednesday, and about 460 such cancellations. On Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $398 million jackpot or $197.9 million cash payout. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on right there if you want to take a gander to this. So, you know that we cover everything and we talk a little bit about everything on the show, but I got some things that I want to talk about today that I was reading yesterday. And I don't know if I was more in shock, more in awe, or what exactly was going on. And I know that I'm not supposed to be, you know, lean one way or another, but what a weird world we live in. I mean, and I'm sure even if you're not a fan of the music or of her music or of her, you've heard at least of the name Taylor Swift, one way, shape, or form. Kind of one of those names that you don't escape. At least if you live here in the U.S., that's for sure. So take a listen to this, because this is a story with a twist, for sure. A trio of Taylor Swift concerts set to take place in Austria this week have been canceled after the government officials were notified of ISIS plot to attack the Ernest Happel Stadium in Vienna. Two suspects were arrested on Wednesday in connection with the plot. It is believed that both men were only 19 years of age and pledged allegiance to the Islamic terror group this summer. Despite the arrest, officials are not comfortable allowing the show to go on, and there may be others that were involved. Next up, Tay is scheduled to perform in London on August the 15th. Now, listen, what a cluster here. I mean, think about this real quick. And I guess, you know, depending on what terrorist organization we're talking about here, but you take a look at it and go, how weird is this particular world that a Taylor Swift concert is the, you know, a form of something that you would consider attacking. It's just crazy to me when you start giving it all the consideration in the world of the stuff that's going on. There is no doubt about that.
Duh.
So there you go. Also, R&B singer Monica recorded a country album called Open Roads with producers from Americana singer Brandi Carlile. In an interview with Rolling Stones, Monica shared that her love for country music sparkled after she visited Dollywood, where she saw a positive impact of Dolly Parton has on the genre. She also is releasing an R&B album called MDA. Both are due out later this year, according to Rolling Stone. And speaking of new music, rapper Cardi B recently filed a trademark application for two phrases, defamation of character and intrusive thoughts. She intends to use them for album titles, according to iHeartRadio. I mean, I don't know. Defamation of character? Is that what we said? Yeah, defamation of character. I think you're going to have a hard time with that one in regards of depending on what your use is. In regards to that, I mean, I don't know. I think it gets weird sometimes when we start giving some deep thoughts and a lot of the stuff that people want to do in regards to trademarking. I mean, what do you think about when you trademark stuff? I remember when we did our trademarks around here with some of the things that we have, some of the stuff that we almost got approved for, I was number one in shock. And I will tell you that when we did the Safety FM one, there was one thing that we almost got approved for just for one of the two components that I was like, if we get approved for that, the world will come to an end. In regards of what we'll be able to do with it. So a lot of things had to change. And apparently the lawyers caught it there towards the very end. I mean, I guess that's a story for another day that we could go about. Anyways, DJ horns are needed now for sure. Okay, so with that being said, I think that we are so close enough to do this thing that we need to do next that we should go ahead and get into our main story, because why would you not want to talk about a main story on a lovely Thursday? So let's do that.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So let's talk about this, because I don't know. I keep on thinking about this, and there is a lot of reference pieces, and there is a lot of things that are going on in our lovely industry that I look at and I go, can we talk about this or can we not talk about this, or how do we even look at it? And listen, you know that for a long period of time, I have always been one of these people that, can't say for a long period of time and then say always been, but for a period of time, we have talked about where the original documentation of some items in regards of human and organization performance have come from. And people have always said, okay, so why is this important in regards of always wanting to give credit back to the originator of some of this information? And I look at it and I go, and I always think it's important to give credit where credit's due. And I go, and what makes the most logical sense in regards of doing this? And of course, we did a series a long time ago, a few years back at this point, of how did it all start? I'm talking about human and organizational performance. And we talked about the Department of Energy, and we talked about INPO, and we talked about a lot of the research that we did. We went out there and we looked for people. We did case studies. We did research, all that kind of fun stuff, just to make sure. And as it gets more and more interesting, as it gets more and more information into it, I always think that it's funny that some people look at the aspect of going, I thought that this person was involved. I thought that that person was involved. Or somebody will come up and say, I was part of this scenario way back when. I was the creator of it. Like, I will tell you, when I went to the little conference in Australia, there was more people talking about what they had created in regards of the planet of human and organizational performance than people actually talking at the speech, I kind of felt like, or in regards of how some of the stuff was canon. And I'm not talking about the lovely band. I'm talking about canon in regards of, this is how it was and how things have changed and what they've created and how this is going to move forward. So that's neither here nor there in regards of conversation pieces. But it's stuff that I want you to think about. Because I look at this and I go, what if you found out that if the original documents that were always referenced were much different than what you originally thought? What if you found out that some of the sourcing material on how it was written out is not exactly how it was written out? I mean, I don't know. There's so many different things, and how does it change anything? So I look at it from the standpoint like this. What's the important aspect here? Is it how you apply the information, or is it related to where it came from? Because there's so many people that are hung up on some of these things in regards of how to do this overall. And I look at it and I kind of sit back and I chuckle for a moment. I think that what has to happen is when we start having these conversations, that the most important aspect of this, of human and organizational performance, is how we apply it within our organizations, not necessarily where it came from. Think about it real quick. Some of the best things in life are a hodgepodge of different things that somebody has blended together and mix-matched together for it to work. I mean, I don't care how you look at it, but if you give it a bigger scope of some of these things, it makes a lot more sense. Hey, you have to mix some of these things together. I call it sometimes you have to do a bolt-on. I look at it from the aspect of sometimes you have to do things that you might not love in regards on how the mix match will actually work, because I don't think you can take one thing and say, this is how it works across the board for everyone. I mean, we can think that that's how it is. I just don't think that that's reality. So I want you to sit back today. I want you to give it a moment. I want you to go, okay, if this is the best case scenario, what do we turn around and do? How do we apply human and organizational performance inside of our organization if it's something that's not being done already? And what is going to be the important aspects of the whole thing? That's going to be the most important part. Is it really that important on where it came from? Because here's the funny part. When you read a history book, it's always somebody's versionality of what occurred. It's the story that it's told. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's exactly how it happened. Now, I watch this entertainment company quite a bit that's out of Stanford, Connecticut. And it's always amazing to me that I remember some things that occurred in real time, but how this entertainment company will rewrite things on how they want that history to look. And I wonder sometimes, as we sit back and look at some of these books and some of these things that are going on, how much is his history written and the way that somebody else wants you to see it, opposed to how it was really done?
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
Ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Radio Big.
must come down, but tossing every love come with side effects. We could go all night forever. We could, baby, we should.
Okay, rated R safety show. 44 minutes past the top of the hour. Here's some sound effects. That's the name of the song. This is by Ghost Hood. Yeah, we'd like to thank Ghost Hood for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, some good times always around here. Right now. Okay, so there you go.
Don't want to come down.
Don't want to come down. So there you go. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music.
Afraid, 'cause it feels like you could say.
Yeah, Ghost Hood, side effects.
Right now.
Right now. So there you go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's get back into the move and the groove of the music and everything else that's going on inside of the world of the multiverse. No doubt about that. Anyway, so let's talk real quick about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that is about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, go to TWLOHA.com. Yep, TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Got it, 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 got it. So there you go. TWLOHA.com. Listen, once you get there, all kinds of information readily available for you. Anything related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, that's just to name a few. So, TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Okay? I always look at it from the standpoint of this. This might be something that you need assistance with. If it's not, it could be something that somebody else might need assistance with in regards of covering information. So, it's something to look forward to in regards to being able to share this potentially later on if need be. So, keep that in mind as we are talking about it. Okay? So, there you go. So a lot of stuff still going on inside of the world. TWLOHA.com. So let's talk about some other stuff that is happening right now. Okay, so take a listen to this. There is no rest in the armrest debate. Apparently, the United Airlines flight attendant has given 2 cents worth of ongoing question on who's entitled to 2 armrests in a row of a 3-airplane seat. Would you like to hear the definition of what she came up with? A passenger posted on Reddit last week that a flight attendant made an announcement right after the boarding to clarify who gets which armrest. And the person wrote, "To my surprise, that was very empathetic to the passenger who gets 2 armrests. Okay, and how? Then the armrest divided up." Let's see. So he explained, every person is supposed to use the armrest on their right and on the left on the other side of the plane. And let's see, they have to keep the armrest on the aisle clear for carts and people who are walking down the plane. He also apparently was adamant about no armrest dilemma would be tolerated. And of course, that's one of professional opinion. Etiquette experts suggest that because riding in the middle seat is torture, perhaps the person should give the priority to the one who comes to use the armrest. And travel expert Chris Elliott feels that once you board the plane, it's survival of the fittest. Quote, anyone who say that the armrest belongs to anyone is blowing smoke. The only way that you can look at it is with the plane problems is that even if the news lately is that traveling without the use of an armrest is the worst thing that goes wrong. What do you do? Whatever's going on is pretty well. I mean, think about it. If your biggest complaint of being on a plane is that I can't get the armrest, it's a good day. It really is a good day. And if you really want to throw in some levels of surprise, throw those things up and, just go ahead and ride with them for you guys are touching each other sideways there, opposed to actually, having the arm touch thing. Yeah, it'll get interesting for sure.
Stop what you are doing. Radio Big is in the mix.
I mean, think about that real quick. If somebody actually cleared out all the armrests on how somebody would have a freak moment in regards to what is going on, I mean, there would be no doubt about that. People would be like, what in the hell is going on? So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some whack facts real quick. According to a 2015 study, less than half of the world's cultures kiss romantically. Really? I didn't realize that. Typewriter keyboards were originally arranged in alphabetical order. Eventually, the keys were randomly positioned to slow down typing and prevent key jamming. Antarctica is the only continent without any reptiles or snakes. Scientists have found evidence to take out restaurant in the remains of Pompeii. Yeah, so there you go. I don't know what that means. A study found that surgeons who play certain video games for 3 hours a week perform 27% faster and 37% fewer errors during surgery. Also, the entire surface of your skin is replaced every month, which means that you have about 1,000 different sets of skins in your life. Hold on. The entire surface of your skin is replaced once. Well, that's good to know. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that. I mean, and with everything going on as of late, I think that that's great information to find out. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. What else do we got going on? Let's talk about, did you know, should parents expose their kids to dirt, germs, and bacteria in hopes of developing strong immune systems, like the theory says? Well, no. Swedish researchers, a team of the Karolinska Institute, found that in experiments with mice, animals with highly infectious exposures from birth showed that the same or worse allergic immune responses compared to the clean laboratory mice. Simply put, mice that encounter allergens when young had the same or worse allergy problems as mice living in a clean environment. I have never heard of exposing those kids to dirt and germs in hopes of building immunity, but it does explain why parents always want their kids to play at our house. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. Don't shoot the messenger. I mean, nobody wants to kill anybody. I mean, I'm just saying, don't shoot the messenger in regards to that information. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we do this? Let's go ahead and bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Christine. Khalil Gibran said, "To understand the heart and mind of a person, look not at what he has already achieved, but at what he aspires to do." Very cool quote. I love visiting with clients about their aspirations. It's fun to see their vision, and I love it when I get to help them achieve their goals. You know how fun that is? To play a part in somebody else achieving something they've dreamed of since they were in school? I wish I could say that happens every single day. That would be awesome. But it's a little more rare than that. And maybe that's why it's so amazing to be involved in the equation when it does happen. Get out there and do what you strive to do. Achieve the goal you set forth. And let me know if I can help.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Ours is a society built by pride, materialism, and dedication to the status quo. In a world built on free will instead of God's will, we must not conform to the world. While we may not be called to martyr our lives, we must martyr our way of life. We must put our selfish ways to death and march to a different beat. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." Lord Jesus, we surrender ourselves to you. Conform us to your very own image. May your wish be our command. May your will be done in and through us as it is done in heaven. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rating R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Mohammed Yunus is being sworn in as the head of Bangladesh's interim government. Three Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna have been cancelled over fears of a terror attack. UK officials are on alert for further disorder despite Wednesday seeing counter-demonstrators outnumbering expected far-right gatherings. And US Vice President Kamala Harris is on a multi-day, multi-battleground blitz with her new White House running mate, Tim Walz.
always replicated, but never duplicated. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. 54 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. As I take a look around, if I look back at 2021, the Dixie Fire becomes California's second largest wildfire ever. It was named after Dixie Road near the where it started in Butte County. The blaze scorched over 963,000 acres before being 100% contained on October the 25th of that year. So think about that, 2021. So if it started on August the 8th all the way till October 25th, so 963,000 acres of that. So there you go. Also, let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Aubrey Miller turns 23. Shawn Mendes and Ryan Garcia both turned 26. Danny Dyer, 28. And Aja Wilson turns 28 as well. Casey Cott turns 32. Anthony Rizzo, 35. Princess Beatrice turns 36. Katie Loon, 37. Roger Federer turns 43. Megan Good, 43 as well. Shayna Baszler turns 44. Jay-Z Chazay turns 48. Drew Lachey turns 48 as well today. Scott Stapp, 51. Martin Brest, 73. Ken Dryan, 77. And Dustin Hoffman turns 87 today. So there you go. That's some birthdays going on right there. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, there's quite a few today. It's International Cat Day, Scottish Wildcat Day, National Sneak Some Zucchini Onto a Neighbor's Porch Day, National Happiness Day, Odie Day, National Pickleball Day, Top 8 Challenges Day, Dying to Know Day, National Dollar Day, National Frozen Custard Day, National CBD Day, Global Sleep Under the Stars Night, and National Manchi Day. So there you go. Lot of stuff, little time, no doubt about that. Anyways, before we forget, let's talk about this Conklin Conference coming up September the 10th through the 12th. Would love to see you there if you're interested in showing up and talking about the world of human and organizational performance. All you have to do to find out more is go to safetyfm.io. That's safetyfm.io to find out more information. And that is what's going on. We will be talking about the world of human and organizational performance. It'll be Todd Conklin, Bob Edwards, Andrea Baker, Jen Long, just to name a few people. If you're interested in taking a look-see on what's going on, would love to see you in Santa Fe. Yeah, Santa Fe, New Mexico, during the month of September. I mean, I don't think it gets much better than that. I can only imagine on how gorgeous it will look during that time of the year. No doubt about that. So let's talk about this. If you need a random joke for today, I have one of those for you. I am the man of my word, and that word is unreliable. What if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What sound drives you right around the bend? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. Stats show that the average person owns 9 of these. What are they? Pairs of shoes. Yeah, I guess a lot of people that I know are not average, so there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If you don't, that's fine. You can hang out on Safety FM and listen to the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting, because that's what he does for the next hour or so here on Safety FM. So there you go. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what I do around here. That is for sure. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Keep your face always towards the sunshine, and the shadows fall behind you. Yeah, think about that one. That one will take you to places that you probably didn't expect. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.